Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so for news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. But first, let's switch to our Caribbean news desk to take a look at some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves praised the position taken by his Barbadian counterpart Mia Mottley not to meet in Jamaica with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mottley said Bridgetown had not agreed to accept the invitation to the talks held this past Tuesday and Wednesday and warned about U.S. efforts to divide the 15-member regional integration movement CARICOM. The Prime Minister of Barbados was quoted as saying, "As chairman of CARICOM, it is impossible for me to agree that my foreign minister should attend a meeting with anyone to which members of CARICOM are not invited. If some are invited and not all, then it is an attempt to divide the region," she said. Meanwhile, St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves, speaking at a news conference, said, "I have a strong support for Mia Mottley, where she said she couldn't, as chairman of CARICOM, accept an invitation to go where some countries are invited and some are not invited." Gonsalves recalled that last year, President Donald Trump had invited some regional government leaders to Miami for talks, adding that he had no idea as to why Washington had adopted that position regarding the Caribbean. Gonsalves told reporters that while St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the United States enjoy good friendly relations, he does not agree with the section in Washington bent on dusting off the Monroe Doctrine of the early 19th century and giving it new clothing, which would give Washington a right to interfere and intervene wherever they like in the hemisphere and to weaponize trade and weaponize the banking system. St. Vincent and the Grenadines says no to those things. Gonsalves said, "I'm your friend. It doesn't mean I must be your slave because you are powerful." Ralph Gonsalves underscored that the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines accepts the tenets of the United Nations, equality of states, respect for sovereignty and independence. Among issues on the table at the Jamaica meeting was Venezuela, as Washington continues pushing to oust constitutional president Nicolas Maduro. Prime Minister Gonsalves recalled that at their summit in St. Lucia last July, CARICOM leaders agreed to maintain their position of non-interference and non-intervention in the internal affairs of Venezuela. Another issue discussed was the upcoming election of a new Secretary General of the Organization of American States, COAS. Gonsalves recalled also that CARICOM as a whole has said it is not supporting Almagro's re-election, even as Washington has sent out a document urging support for the incumbent. The St. Vincent Prime Minister underscored that most of the CARICOM countries support the candidacy of Maria Fernanda Espinosa, former Foreign Affairs Minister of Ecuador and former President of the UN General Assembly. Meanwhile, here in Cuba, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez has criticized Pompeo's remarks about the relationship between Cuba and the rest of the Caribbean. Writing on Twitter, Bruno Rodriguez rejected accusations made by the U.S. Secretary of State, who said Cuba, Russia, and China are influencing the Caribbean nations. During his meeting with some Caribbean leaders in Kingston, Jamaica, this past Tuesday and Wednesday, Pompeo urged them to look instead to the United States. The top Cuban diplomat said the U.S. Secretary of State is ignorant of the historic links between Cuba and the Caribbean community that will attain 48 years this year, 2020, as well as the strong cooperation links between Cuba and CARICOM nations. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we're presenting the weekly feature, The Caribbean Outlook Show. Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez returns to his neighborhood tours with concert number 108 this weekend. The venue is Santa Amelia Street in Havana's Cotorro municipality. As in previous performances, children and youth books will be collected to donate to the library of one of the neighborhood schools. The legendary Cuban musician began 6 years ago what he called Gira por los Barrios, neighborhood tours, looking to, in his own words, get music out of the theaters and take it to the environments closer to the people in these difficult times. Silvio Rodriguez is one of the founding members of the so-called New Song Movement here in Cuba in the 1960s, along with Pablo Milanés, Noel Nicola, and many others. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful tune by none other than Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez. The title is Canción de Cualquier Soldado. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.
Si caigo en el camino a cantar mi fusil y ensánchenle su destino porque él no debe morir. Si caigo en el camino, ¿cómo puede suceder? Que sigue el canto mi amigo cumpliendo con su deber. La muerte pone un silbido en los oídos del hombre. Canto que no tiene nombre, canción que busca su tino. Voz de la selva, destino simple de hombre militante. El trono de los instantes, ley suprema de la suerte. Coro que manda la muerte con su palabra quemante. Si caigo en el camino a cantar mi fusil y ensánchenle su destino porque él no debe morir. Si caigo en el camino, ¿cómo puede suceder? Que siga el canto mi amigo cumpliendo con su deber. Canción de cualquier soldado es la que quiero cantar y con ella confesar que es un canto enamorado. Porque la canta el de al lado, el de ayer y el de después. Canción que nació una vez, que se navegaba el mundo cuando elegimos el rumbo bajo la estrella de Che. Si caigo